Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. You know, everyone has goals in life. Now, they may be lofty goals, or they may be just a goal to reach Friday and have a day off. But whatever your goal is, you're trying to achieve it. And in regards to that, what you're doing today, right now, what are you doing to achieve that goal? If you're not working on something that is helping you to achieve that goal, then basically you're wasting your time. My guest today is Efren Maldonado. He's an author, speaker, and business consultant that helps people to achieve their goals. He has a background in education. He has over 24 years of experience working with people and businesses of various backgrounds in education. And through his program and his keynote speeches, he's touched the lives of many people and empowered them to make incredible changes that have taken them from a lackluster life into an exciting life, a life full of purpose and happiness. They call it the Efren Factor. Praise God. One client commented on his website that I see said, he shakes your heart instead of your hand. Help me welcome to the program, Efren Maldonado. Efren, thank you for coming on the program today.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you so much for giving me a chance here to talk to you and to talk to the people about what I have, what's so dear about on me or for me, because all my life, goals have been a big part of my life.
Amen. Well, Efren, the first question I always ask is this. Other than that short bio that I just read, tell us in your own words, who is Efren Maldonado?
Well, focused, struggling person that seems to always want to keep moving and improving himself. And I guess most of all that I've learned more now in probably in the last 5 years than ever, is that I was always trying to struggle and improve myself with goals and all that, but I was following goals and it was so difficult because they're so complex. And then finally I came to a new way of doing it. And so I'm 72 years old and I'm still excited about what's coming in front. Actually, I set my new goals this year to be more international than I ever been in my whole life as a speaker, mainly, and as a coach. And so that's kind of what I'm excited about nowadays.
Amen. Amen. You say you've been doing this for over 24 years. How did you get started in this line of work?
Well, it's interesting because I'm trying to start there, but I didn't start there. Actually, I came from Mexico and I worked in the fields and I worked in the factories and I worked in everything else. And then I came to Minnesota and I worked in the packing house and I always worked physical labor. And I saw so many people in business with suits and all that. And I always wanted to be that. And so I always wanted, how can I move? How can I do that? And because my environment and my family environment were not involved in any of that, I didn't know what to do because my education was high school. So I didn't know how to push myself forward until I ran into some people that gave me a little thinking about how to move on to something better. And I remember I was working at a packing house when someone says, you need to look for a job where you can there's an opportunity for you to maybe do, what is it that you like? And I said, I like speaking to people. He said, well, that's a good place there. You can, start looking at a business place and a business environment. And guess where I went? I went to prison.
To prison?
I mean, to work in the prison, okay?
Oh.
I went to, there was an opportunity for a correctional officer, so I signed up and I went there. and I got the job. And but I found out that it was not quite the job that I wanted because it was very inactive. Okay, yeah. It's not physical. It's not so. And I'm so used to doing moving and doing things physically. And one day when I was just really down because I didn't like my job, I got a promotion. And my promotion was to supervise 50 inmates that they were learning how to set floors like carpet and wood and tiles and all that in businesses and in homes. And so that was a little more challenging for me because I was dealing with people and all that. And I got along with people because my job always in there was not to judge, but to get along with them so we can both live a life better. And so, but here's where it all happened. One day as I was going to work, my neighbor said, "Hey, Efren, where are you going?" I said, "Got to go to work." "You still working in the prison?" I said, "Yes, sir." He says, "Hey, can you tell those... You still work with those 15 inmates?" I said, "Yeah." "Can you tell those guys something for me?" I said, "What's that?" He says, "Can you tell them that your friend, your neighbor, really wishes the best for them, and I hope they get out and are able to get a good job so they can help their families, so they can help their and just keep helping people and get a good job so they can put the kids to go to school." Amen. And I says, "Yeah, sure." So anyway, when they came, when we're working, they go to lunch in the cafeteria. When they came back, and we have usually about 10, 15 minutes before we start working, I say, "Hey, guys, can I tell you something my neighbor said?" And I say, "Sure, Efren, what?" He says, I want to tell you something my neighbor said." "Sure, Efren, what?" He says, "Well..." And then I told him what he said. And then I noticed that many were kind of just sitting down quietly thinking about what I had said. But three guys were standing up and smiling and grinning and laughing. And it got to me. And I called them over. "Hey, guys, yeah, come here." So they came over and I says, "What are you laughing at? What's wrong with what I said?" "Well, you said that if we did this and this." And one of the last things he said, my neighbor, was when he told me all that, he says, "And they'll get their freedom back." And so I told him that. And he says, "Your neighbor says that for us to get our freedom back." And I said, "Yeah, what's wrong with that?" And then he came, walked over very close to me and stood in front of me and said, "Efren, I have never lost my freedom." I said, "Okay, now, you got me thinking. I think we're in a prison in here right now." He says, "Yes, that's liberty. Freedom is out of mind. Unless you give it, you got it."
Amen.
"I have never given my mind to anybody." He says, "But I'll tell you who has given their mind to." I said, "Who's that?" "People outside. What are you talking about?" He says, "You know how many people go to a job they hate? You know how many people are in a relationship they're not happy in? You know how many people live in a poor neighborhood they despise and they hate? And they don't even have a car because their car hardly ever starts. They are in prison."
Yeah.
"And you can't even help them because the key is within them. They have it. It's inside them." And then when he said that, I felt that he had just spun around and slapped me on the face because he was talking about me.
Amen.
He was talking about me. And then I tried to defend myself. "Hey, guy, yeah, but you know, some people just don't have it as good as others." "Oh, come on, Efren. We're in the best country in the world. We have the opportunities that are all around you. The problem is they don't want to change who they are. They don't want to be someone else. They want to have what they want without changing. And that's impossible."
Amen.
And then it made me think that I realized that all the problems I was having was me, was with me. And I had to figure that out. And he says, Efren, why are you here? It's a job. You're here because of a job. You're here for money. You're not here to provide anything. I say, yeah, you're right. He said, well, you shouldn't be. You should be doing something you love to do, something that can inspire, something you inspire people by doing.
Amen.
He said, what is one thing you like to do? I said, well, I always like to speak, but I haven't had, you know, an opportunity. I didn't go to school. Efren, you're looking at other people's examples. Use yours. You're in a prison here. You can do something here. You can learn something here. Just look around. Start looking for what you want and not for what you can do. And, wow. So then that really was my starting point, Bob.
Amen. So they taught you.
Oh, completely. Amen. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. I learned that though I thought they were prisoners, I was the prisoner.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. You have several different training programs and keynotes and things. I want to focus on one in particular today. It intrigued me as I was reading about it. Let's talk about the Role is My Goal program. Okay. Yeah. Tell us about that program.
Okay, the Role is the Goal is what I learned there, because I was always trying to change something outside or trying to impress someone or learn something. And he said one thing to me. He says, Efren, see, you're going after the wrong thing. You don't go after the goal. You go after the role. The goal is important because you know what you want. But now, once you set up the goal and define it, then you have to find yourself in there. And why is that goal so good for you? And then find out why. And then you become that person. Because I can tell you that that person you see in there, you, is not the same one as the one I'm speaking to here.
Ooh.
You have to change. You have to improve. There's some, it's quite a few things that you have to do different. And that is what you begin to work on. And so that was the starting point, because then I realized that, I was a problem. And I was trying to change things without changing myself.
Yeah.
And I have to realize that the problem, how I was going about it, what I was doing, what I was trying to accomplish, I was trying to accomplish it with my old self, which didn't fit into the new goal.
Amen. Amen.
And so that's what got me so excited. So then at that time, I started thinking, because you see, Bob, I was a professional boxer when I was in Texas. When
okay.
I was 16 to 22, I was a professional boxer. And though I never had boxed before, I had no idea. But there was something I just loved. I didn't love to hit people, punish people, or beat people. I just loved the craft.
Yeah.
And so in Texas, I started boxing. And I did really good despite the difficulties, because I was practicing in Mexico and I was living in Texas, and I had to go every day, and I commit myself to that. But one thing the trainer taught me was to commit myself to what I was going to do. Before I entered boxing, he set me down. He says, what do you want to be? And I told him what I wanted to be. He said, well, that requires a lot of change in you. And I said, yeah. Like what? I said, well, first of all, you have to forget about the other life you were living right now with friends and time. And all. You have to use time wisely. And now you have to become a boxer. You're not anything else but a boxer. And mm-hmm. So you have to. And then he gave me all the things that I had to do. And I said, yeah, okay, the first thing you have to do is we have to raise your confidence. And so they did. And so he gave me a whole list of that when I was back in at home here and trying to change while I was in prison, I found that little book that he gave us And I started following that little book, using it in what I was wanting to do, which was become a speaker. Mm-hmm. And wow, what a difference. I really did well, incredibly well, even without any experience, because I desire and I wrote my goals and I set my goals, but the whole thing was about changing myself. And there were some changes that I had to do. First, I had to change the role. The role was different now. I was a trainer. I was a speaker, and that's what I wanted to do. And then what does that person have to do? So I started thinking, and then you have to start becoming it. And then the second thing is, what belief do you have to change? What one belief you don't have that's going to move you in that direction? And how do you make that change?
Yeah.
Then the third one was values. And the values was, he says, well, there's simple. There's so many values, but I'm just going to give you one. And that's to love yourself, respect yourself. You are the most important person. And if you feel that that's the right thing to do, then all you have to do is respect other people the same way. Yeah. Before you get it, you got to give it. You got to give it to get it. And so that was it. And then the next one he taught me is about principles. Here's the law of all the laws. This is God's word. This doesn't change, never change, never will. And so you have to abide it, because life works on his word. And so principles never ever change.
Yeah.
And so then I worked, and he told me that, and then he gave us a little how-to. And then I went, the next one was personal power. If you understand beliefs and you're taking in that role with a higher belief, and you're going to have the respect of people and yourself with values, now and you have principles. Now, following those, the next one is personal power. Now with those, whether you believe in your value and your principles, understanding them, then you gain your personal power, because God gave us everything we need. God gave us all we need.
Amen.
And there's no such thing as I don't have, because he's giving you everything you need for what you desire to do in life here.
Amen.
And then he showed us how to do that. And then the next thing was to empower people. He says, your thing is not to criticize people or to point at people, but to make people feel good about who they are. And when you do that, they make you feel good. It comes back to you. It comes back to you. And then it was always empowerment with relationships. Because he said about your wife, he says, your family, that's the foundation of all. If that isn't right, nothing else will succeed. And so and then the next one was leadership. Here's what he told me, leadership. It was interesting, because he said, on leadership, it's not about going out there, proving yourself, doing things. No. It's you kind of influence people, mm-hmm, by the way you feel now, empowered with all the other beliefs and actions you've been taking on. Now, because of what you've been doing, influence comes to you. And people begin to notice, they want to be around you. They want to be around people that are really doing the right thing, that care for other people. They trust you. They believe in you. And so all of a sudden, you start managing yourself again with principles.
Amen.
That you influence people in the right direction, in the right way. Just as it's going for you, you want to give it up. And that's kind of what got me to put those principles, those values, those beliefs into action, so that I could begin to act the way I wanted to, and I could move in the direction that I wanted to go, which to become a trainer and a speaker there.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's great. That's outstanding. Now, on your website, you talk about a boxing champion, an actor, and an astronaut, and what they have in common. Can you explain that to us?
Yes, definitely. Oh, yeah, because it really means, again, the preparation is always. I mean, when I started boxing, was I scared? Definitely. I was scared every time I stepped into it, but I liked it. I wanted to do it. And the reason was that the trainer helped to raise my confidence and just raise how I was doing, make me feel good about everything. And then I make myself feel good that when you went in the ring, I went in the ring, I was going to win.
Amen.
I was prepared to win because I had done everything that I was supposed to do. And he always said, if you do your job, if you prepare like you're supposed to do and give yourself to the sport, you'll win. There's no reason you can't win. And that's kind of what I say about this is that when you prepare, when you do the work you're supposed to, just like you what you do, Bob, you prepare, you do well, you get people around, you prepare before. So when you're here, all you have to do is interview, ask questions, but everything's set up because you did that. You're prepared. Yeah. And that's what that means. Is you do the work. I know a lot of some athletes in high school come and talk to me and says, you know, I want to go to college, but I want to be a football player. I'm going to be a football player. I'm going to be a basketball player. I'm going to do this. And I always ask one question. How do you prepare yourself? Well, I go to school and I prepare myself and over there and I do everything the coach says and all that. Okay, well, yeah. I say, everybody does that. What do you do when you're alone, when you're home? Do you practice? No, because I practice school. And that kind of tells you where they are. They're in school and they're not personal. They're not working on themselves. And when you work on yourself, you work by yourself.
Yep.
And when you do that, you're preparing yourself for a big time because in your mind, all you have is yourself to succeed. So no matter who you encounter, you're prepared to do the best. And that's what I meant by that, that when they walk in the ring, they already prepared to win. They're not going there to. They're not that worried. They're not going in there in the ring to see if they can win. No. They're going in there to win.
Amen. Amen. How does the astronaut and the actor get in there?
Well, preparation again. It's the same thing. It's just the preparation. They do the work. They follow the instructions. They do everything they're supposed to do. And that's what makes them. And you know, Bob, when a person gives in, when doesn't make excuses, but is looking to see how they can improve, how can they get better, they're always those special people. They're always looking, what can I do? How can I get better? And they're looking within themselves, not the training section, not the coach, not the manager. No, within themselves, they're working at home. How can I do better? They're always looking for a way to improve. And that's what I mean by that. They're special people because they're giving their life to what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. That's awesome. Now, if I'm understanding this, we attract the life we want by living as if it was real right now, right?
Couldn't have said it better because I tell you, people say you go most when you go after goals, you're trying to change this, you're going out there to change that, or to do something outside. And I'm saying, if you change yourself, if you begin to play the role that you want to be, then you begin to attract the situations, the people, and circumstances as you want them, as you need them.
Hey, folks, Pastor Bob here. We are all out of time for today's episode where I've been interviewing author and speaker and motivation speaker and educator, Efren Maldonado. Now, with over 24 years of experience helping people and motivating them to take action and helping them to transform a lackluster life into an exciting life, he's developed what is called the Efren Factor. Praise God. Now, I hope you're getting a lot out of this episode and this interview with Efren, but we're just scratching the surface right now. You need to come back tomorrow because we're starting to get into the good stuff now. You are going to enjoy tomorrow's interview. I almost guarantee that. But more importantly, go down below into the show notes. Get in touch with Efren. Get the resources. Ask him a question. See how he can help you to find out what the Efren Factor is all about. Praise God. You know, that's all the time we have for today. Until tomorrow, you got to come back and get the rest of this interview tomorrow. Till then, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this. Your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.